So how did you write Mercy Killers? What was the inspiration for it?
Because of the number of personal experiences I've had with the healthcare system, I wanted to write a play that sort of captured the human cost of our dysfunctional way that we do healthcare in this country.
So who do you want to be affected by this production?
Basically the play is not really, it doesn't really take a political position. It's more trying to reach out and spark people's moral response. Basically, you know, we had this big healthcare debate back in 2010, so people were talking about issues, and you hear all sorts of data and statistics in the newspaper all the time as the Affordable Care Act is being implemented around the country. But what is missing from that kind of dialogue is the sense of how those numbers translate into actual human experience in terms of real suffering that families and couples go through because of things like denial of care, the outrageous expense of health care, bankruptcies. I think a lot of Americans don't realize that the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical debt. Something like 62% of all bankruptcies in America are the result of medical debt. So basically, my show isn't like a lecture or anything like that. It's a play. The setting is in the interrogation room of a police station where Joe, who is a fellow from southeastern Ohio, Appalachian Ohio, is an auto mechanic, and he's being basically interrogated about the death of his wife, who was terminally ill, and as the play is called Mercy Killers, as you might suspect, he is, there's some suspicion of foul play that he may have helped her to die. So basically, that setup gives us a chance to hear Joe's story about how he got there, about how his wife got sick, how they lost their insurance and their house. And a little bit of a twist in it is that Joe has a bit of a libertarian streak to him. He likes to listen to Rush Limbaugh at his auto shop. So as he's relaying his story to the police, he's also grappling with his own worldview and the contradictions of, you know, his very heartfelt passion for self-reliance and, you know, the whole ethos of libertarian ethos of personal responsibility, and he's sort of struggling with the limitations of that, given his situation.
How do you want people to feel when this performance is finished?
I don't really want to manage people's feelings that way. I mean, I think, obviously, I want people to, you know, reflect on how the situation can affect people in our country, you know, working class people. But actually, medical debt and access to care and medical expenses affect people all along the spectrum. You know, middle class people, upper middle class. If you get the wrong disease and have the right glitch in your insurance, it can wipe you out. So I basically just want people to touch their hearts a little bit, so that when we resume the healthcare debate, as we are undoubtedly going to do again, because the costs are continuing to increase and will continue to increase despite the Affordable Care Act. So inevitably, the healthcare debate is going to continue. And my hope is that as that debate goes on, that the discussion will also include, you know, sense of our moral responsibility, and that our hearts will be engaged in that conversation as well, that we can collectively try to reduce unnecessary human suffering.
How does it feel to be a part of the Sola Nova Festival?
I'm really excited about it. Terra Nova is a theater company that I've been involved with through readings and workshops, and I really respect their work and really enjoy the people who are a part of the collective. So I'm just really excited to share this piece with, you know, Terra Nova subscribers. I'm passionate about the play, and I, you know, want to get it in front of as many people as possible. So I'm really grateful to Terra Nova and the Sola Nova Festival for providing a platform for this kind of work.
You've done this performance in other venues before. How is it different this time around?
Well, I've been doing a collaboration with different health care advocacy organizations. I did a 4-week tour of Ohio with an organization called Single Payer Action Network. I've been collaborating with Healthcare Now, and I've done the performance in a wide variety of venues, from really, really beautiful state-of-the-art theaters to a union hall to sort of dirty, dungy kind of hall, another place. I did it in a prominent doctor in Toledo's living room. His wife made dinner for a bunch of his friends, and about 25 people came over, and I performed the play in their living room afterwards. So I've done it in a lot of different kind of venues. This will be different because it'll be in an actual theater, which is very exciting for me. So we'll be able to, you know, it'll have to have lights and some sound, and it'll be a performance that'll be a little crisper because we'll be in the same space. So I'm really excited about it.